Hi, welcome to WISchool once again. We are on chapter 2, different designations of insurance organizations. In the first chapter, we saw evolution of insurance organizations, the structures, the types. We also had a world insurance industry based on the IRDA annual report. Then we saw reunification of insurance organization in India. We saw the concept change. We saw the transformation that happened in the 1990s. We saw what are the types of insurance organization in India. We saw the importance of solvency margins and the various solvency margins maintained by different insurance organizations in India. And finally, we concluded with IRDA role in promoting and directing the insurance business. So what are we going to learn in this chapter? This chapter will help you to understand the different functionaries and designations. Remember, in the first chapter, we talked about the structure and the design. When you talk about structures, there are different types of structures, the line organizations, the department organizations, the centralized, the decentralized. So based on that, we can have different designations created, allotting them different functions based on the vision, mission, and goal of insurance organizations. So what are the different designations based on what are the likely functions they are supposed to do? We will be very clear when we complete this chapter. So let's start with what are the different professionals that run an insurance organization. Insurance organizations are run by different professionals, specific insurance professionals, namely managing director and CEO, the CFO, the CMO, the CHO, the CTO, and the chief risk officer. That's not all. We also have the chief actuary, the chief underwriter, the chief claims officer, the chief investment officer, the chief internal audit officer, and the chief compliance officer. So these are the different designations or the professionals that are required by an insurance organization. But this is not an exhaustive list. Based on the evolution of concepts, based on the different types of services provided by an insurance organization, newer types of professionals may also be required in an insurance organization. Now, the point is, when we talk about the top level insurance professionals, the top management is appointed by the shareholders. Each of the key managerial persons have to perform important insurance functions. The shareholder of the insurance company appoint the top management, who in turn appoint the next line officers. So this top management are responsible for conducting the affairs of the insurance business in a true and fair manner. And this actually is aligned with the vision, mission, goals, and in turn, the wish of the shareholder. The top management appoints the next level of executives to support them and fulfill the vision, mission, goals, and objectives of the insurance organization. Now, let us look at the role of the functionaries of insurance organization. The central role of insurance functionaries is to set the insurance organization's vision, mission, and goals. So, because that is the top level which percolates downwards. The next step after the vision, mission, goal is to establish the policies, the guidelines, the objectives for the entire insurance organization, so that every arm of insurance organization, every entity, every professional, every individual has a clarity and can work to fulfill the insurance organization goals and get the objectives. The top management directs and controls an organization. The top management is responsible for all decisions related to the procurement of funds as well as utilization of assets. So both procurement and utilization is the responsibility of the top management. The top management also guides its employees and creates a culture for the insurance organization to grow and succeed. We will see more about this in our chapter on the operational excellence. The top management also encourages innovation and creativity, which ultimately benefits the organization. Because if you keep on doing the same thing every year on year, there is a possibility the organization may get stagnant, the people may get saturated, the same type of work. But when there is an innovation and creativity, then the organization is definitely going to grow leaps and bounds, and this encouragement is provided by the top management. The top management also ensures that all its employees are aware of the organization vision, mission and goals. Otherwise, it would be just something put on the paper. But the top management has to ensure that the vision, mission and goal is very clear and communicated to its employees, so that right from top to bottom, everyone is clear with the vision, mission and goal of the organization. It also populates the goals set downwards for individual employees, and that brings the full force towards achieving the vision, mission and goal of the insurance organization. In case of an insurance organization, the basic information on products and service, insurance premium, risk acceptance norms, these are the main decisions that are required, and this is taken by the top management with the help of specialized functionaries like the actuaries, the product managers, etc. However, the day-to-day operations of the insurance organizations are monitored through periodical reports sent by the employees and the operation team. So the hands-on, whatever operations or transactions that are happening, that are reported to reports, and that is the basis on which the top management see which direction the insurance organization is going. So let's look at the different hierarchy in insurance organizations. Before that, let us see the different levels. The first line, managers are responsible for the day-to-day operations. When we see the top management, they actually take the decisions, direct the employees. The first line managers are the people who actually do the day-to-day operations. The first line manager has to report to the middle level management. So here comes the supervisory aspect. The middle level management in turn consolidate the performance of the employees within their region, and they become the source for reporting to the top management. So the top management knows about the ground level activities that are happening through the middle level management, and based on the reports that are received from the middle level management, the top management evaluates the performance of the entire organization and gives directions, makes policies and brings in further improvement in the organization. Now we look at the important connection between the top, middle and the first line managers. The top management is generally involved in making the strategies for achieving growth. The middle management and the first line managers are involved in aligning their efforts for meeting the objectives, and this is how the connection gets established. Each one plays their role, and each one's role is important. The top management makes the strategies, and the middle management and the first line managers align themselves so that the strategies convert themselves or are useful for achieving the growth of the insurance organization. Hierarchy in insurance organizations categorizes the people working with an insurance company based on the pre-specified norms. These pre-specified norms can be in the form of the power, the role, the duties, and decision-making rights. So we'll look into details about this hierarchy in the next slides. Standard top hierarchy in the insurance organizations, like some insurance organizations, are headed by the chairperson and supported by managing directors and other directors, while others are headed by chairpersons and non-executive directors and supported by managing directors and the chief executive officer and other specified designations. The standard middle level hierarchy in an insurance organization, this is, we are talking about the middle level. The top level is the board and the CEO and all. The middle level includes the chief general manager, the general manager, the joint general managers, the deputy general manager, and the assistant general manager. The standard first line hierarchy, who actually report to the middle level, can be the chief manager, the senior manager, manager, joint manager, deputy manager, assistant manager, senior officer, officer, junior officer, senior officer, associate, junior associate, assistant. These are just the names based on the type of insurance organizations, based on the type of the requirements. These designations can change. The hierarchy of insurance organizations can be customized based on the size, based on the products range, based on the geographic territory and the market share of the insurance organization. So it's not a hard and fast rule that a type of particular type of hierarchy, a particular type of designation has to be followed by all, especially for the middle and the first line managers. It can be customized based on the size, based on the product range, based on the geographic territory, and based on the market share of the insurance organization. Now let us look at this different designations, starting from the chairperson to the managing director, CEO, the company secretary, to the chief human resource officer, to the chief marketing officer, chief technology officer, chief actuary. These are different roles and different designations. We have some more: the chief investment officer, the chief financial officer, the chief risk officer, the chief underwriting officer, the chief compliance officer, the chief claims officer, the chief internal auditor. And now we look into each one of them as to what role they play. First is the chairman. The principal role of the chairperson of the board is to manage and to provide leadership. So leadership is the main prominent role of a chairperson. And the chairperson provides leadership to the board of directors of the company. He or she acts as a direct liaison between the board and the management of the company through the chief executive officer. So that's how the chairperson communicates directly with the board and with the CEO. Now, what does the managing director or the CEO do? The MD or the CEO is responsible for making and implement the company policies as well as achieving growth, profits, and enhance the shareholders' wealth. We have seen in the previous slides, the middle level managers report, they accumulate or gather all the information from the first line, provide it to the MD CEO, and this is how the MD CEO comes to know whether the growth, profits as desired by the top management are actually achieved or not. And for that, they keep on revising or bringing in improvements in the company's policies and procedures. The company secretary is responsible for efficient administration as well as compliance. So compliance with statutory and regulatory requirements is a very, very important role of a company secretary, as well as the administration of the company. These two prominent functions are done by company secretary. Then every organization has to have human resources, and that brings out the role of a chief human resource officer, who is responsible for identifying the right talent, recruiting useful employees, for meeting the goals of insurance organization, overseeing all aspects of human resources management, industrial relations policies, establishing the learning portals, especially in the modern high-tech era. These online portals, learning portals, the learning management systems are very important, enhance the skills and knowledge of insurance professionals. It saves a lot of cost. It can be convenient to access, and as well as coaching and advising the senior leadership team, either in-house or sending them for training into different specialized training centers. Next comes the chief marketing officer. This is the guy who will actually promote the products. He will actually design the products. So the CMO is responsible for generating the leads, acquiring prospects by creating awareness about insurance products with both print and digital media, creating a brand for the insurance organization through focused, differentiated reach and positioning strategy, establishing an effective communication with the prospects, the policyholders, and the employees, curating marketing information from market research and data analytics, supporting local offices for capturing a larger market share. The modern insurance organizations are run or driven by technology, and here comes the role of the chief technology officer. The chief technology officer is responsible for identifying and implementing the right technology that can seamlessly, efficiently, and effectively drive the insurance business. Directing the strategic design, acquisition management, and implementation of an entire enterprise-wide technology infrastructure, monitoring new technology to add value so that they are always having the competition edge, maintaining secure standards for the data center for compliance with the regulatory requirements. So CTO is responsible for identifying and implementing right technology, directing the strategic decisions, monitoring new technology, as well as maintaining the secure standards so that the entire system is hack-proof. The CTO is also responsible for enabling the innovations with digital technology, the chatbots, the cloud storage, for enhancing the reach and services to policyholders, and also drones for risk assessment. The CTO is also responsible for leveraging the predictive analytics and artificial intelligence for transforming the insurance business. These are the modern tools which actually refine the data and put them into a proper, meaningful information so that right decisions can be taken for gaining or penetrating the market. Yet another important functionary, which is the chief actuary. The chief actuary participates in determining the company's policies for the product development, for the pricing, for reserving, reinsurance, and financial management from an actuarial perspective. The chief actuary makes use of statistical, financial, and mathematical theories to construct mortality tables and estimates of pricing, risk, and return for the insurance policies. The chief adversary actuary also advises on the surrender value calculations, solvency calculations, asset liability modeling, strategic asset, capital management, calculation of reserves, stop loss insurance, high risk pool analytics, setting insurance company risk appetite and risk limits, performing the stress test, evaluation of risk mitigation solutions, etc. Next important is the chief investment officer, because the premiums that are collected by the insurance company needs to be invested. So the chief investment officer understands, manages, and monitors the investment activity of the insurance organization. The chief investment officer coordinates with the treasury and or the asset liability management functionaries of the insurance organization to optimize the investment performance within the risk appetite. Next, we have the chief financial officer. Is responsible for managing the financial risk, financial reporting to top management, advising on all strategic and tactical financial matters relating to forecasting and budget management, cost-benefit analysis, securing of new funding, and financial perspectives necessary for driving the corporate decisions for the future growth and development of the organization. In insurance business, risk officer is also very important. The chief risk officer is responsible for identifying, managing, and mitigating the organization's risk with appropriate strategies, objectives, and techniques. He or she also takes care of operational and financial risk of the insurance organization. Insurance cannot happen without underwriting, and hence we also have chief underwriting officer. Is responsible for providing a sound underwriting policies and standards framework. Chief underwriting officer directs the development of strategic underwriting decisions and the analysis of underwriting performance. Like a company secretary, we also have a chief compliance officer who is responsible for tracking the key compliance events. This is specifically for regulatory inquiries, as well as advising business units with compliance activities. So these are very important from the legal aspects of an insurance organization. Just like we said, insurance business cannot happen without underwriting. Likewise, the basic objective of insurance policy is to settle the claims, and hence we require a chief claims officer. The chief claims officer is responsible for investigation, assessment, and settlement of claims. The chief claims officer directs strategies for all aspects of insurance claims to meet the operational, financial, and service requirements for the company and consistent with the legal and the regulatory requirements. And whether all the functions are doing their work as per the best practices, as per the guidelines, there is another important functionary, which is the chief internal auditor. The chief internal auditor reports directly to the audit committee of the board of directors, with administrative reporting to the CEO. The chief internal auditor independently reviews the organizational activities, processes, operations, functions to determine whether these are carried out as per the set of policies and procedures approved by management. So this is a wonderful check on all the top two first line managers, whether the policies and the procedures that are approved by the management are followed or not. And the chief auditor does this regular auditing of all the transactions that are done. The chief internal auditor also recommends opportunities or suggests solutions to improve the operating performance. Thank you.